Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators, keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long at 5:45. Steve Geller will join us for our triple option feature at 5:20. Zach Nagy, publisher of LSU Tigers on SI, will join us to talk more portal information as now the three-day kind of dead period. You can't bring players in because of the coaching conference. That ends, and now how LSU can finish in the portal, certainly along the offensive line. I still believe this team could use some help in the secondary, probably another tight end, maybe another linebacker. So you're looking for bits and pieces, but the one big piece, you're looking for offensive linemen at this stage. Saints had some news today as Executive Vice President, General Manager Mickey Loomis announced that they have signed Miles Cole, defensive end, to a contract. Man, I scouted Miles Cole when he was at Evangel Christian Academy in Louisiana. He started out at UL Monroe, played a couple seasons there, and then transferred to Texas Tech. He was a seventh-round pick in last year's draft by the Jacksonville Jaguars. Actually played, I think, in about eight games for the Jaguars. A big young man, 6'6", right around 280 pounds. Always the really good big man athlete. What I didn't see a lot of was the development with him as a technician. I thought he needed to really work on that. He got a lot of praise early on in training camp in Jacksonville. Because the athlete and the big man can run the field. But again, man, you got to learn how to move, counter move. So can Bo Davis help him there? That you certainly, anytime you can get a talented athlete that can play that defensive end spot, you take a chance on him and hope you can further his development. So the Saints have come up with a contract terms for Miles Cole, former Louisiana guy, went to Evangel Christian, UM Monroe, Texas Tech, Jacksonville is a seventh-round pick, and now with the Saints. Charlie, I think, again, tomorrow and Friday will be the big days for, I think, a lot of teams in the SEC looking to fill need spots through the transfer portal. At one time, they had 6,900 transfer portal guys. That's a lot of young men, and it's not going to work out for everybody. And, you know, some of them will go through this period and may have to knock back on the door and say, Coach, I've decided to stay at LSU. Well, wait a minute. We might not have a spot for you, or that could happen at Texas, Texas A&M, Ole Miss, you name it. There's going to be a lot of young men that sometimes the grass isn't always greener somewhere else. Or you may have to go to, you know, a level down from where you played last year. So the next couple of days certainly be important for LSU and Tulane and all the other schools. And for the first time, we're going to get that second signing period where you're going to see some guys that would have maybe signed in December but get a second chance because coaching leaving. And we talked about this a little bit Monday night with Jackson Williams from Archbishop Shaw, who's a terrific looking prospect at the safety position. He originally had committed to Tulane. John Summerall leaves, goes to Washington State. Well, guess what? That coach left, so he becomes available. And he talked about it, that he got that phone call from Corey Raymond. Hey, you need to come visit LSU. And he talked about, man, you know, LSU kind of one of the dream schools of his. So we'll see what happens with Jackson Williams. And then yesterday they got a commitment from Amari Peterson from Evans High School in Orlando, Florida. He was a commitment to West Virginia, didn't sign, and he was pursued by Georgia Tech, Cincinnati, Texas A&M, Illinois, Florida Atlantic. Nice-sized corner. He's about 5'11.5". He's got some pretty good cover skills, and he committed to LSU and will be signing in February. So, Charlie, guess what? After we get a little bit of a break of it with the transfer portal in the February signing period, we're going to see some more guys sign, because I do think with the expanded rosters now to 110,
right,
that gives you an opportunity to go after a few people that, man, I'd like to have signing, but I didn't have maybe enough scholarships and I didn't know how the portal would run out. Now there'll be a second run on high school players in February.
We're about to talk with Zach Nagy about this, Mike, and kind of recap the moves that Lane Kiffin and LSU's coaching staff have already made in the portal. But it feels like 1A, 1B, 1C is offensive line at this point, right? Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's only three offensive linemen that they've brought in to this point.
And one JUCO.
And one JUCO, so it's four.
Yes, four.
But you basically need an entire new starting offensive line and depth. I mean, you brought in the stray kid from Kentucky. He's an offensive tackle, right tackle prospect that we've talked a little bit about. Satterwhite from Tennessee, an interior offensive lineman.
He's a center.
Right. Probably depth there behind
Braylon Moore for one year.
Who's coming back, right, from this past year's team. And then Jaquan Sprinkle coming in from North Carolina Central. So you just need to add more bodies there, in all honesty, Mike, because I think it was, seven or eight offensive linemen left from the 2025 roster. It's going to be a completely new group other than Braylon Moore, just like you mentioned at the center position. You need to add starting players. You need to add depth there. And I know that Coach Kiffin and LSU staff has really been focused on completely rebuilding the offense, the quarterback room, and the wide receiver room especially. But now, the next couple days, expect a run on offensive line.
Jordan Seaton.
From Colorado.
Everybody is trying to get their hands on Seaton, who he started 22 games at left tackle for Colorado. Highly recruited football player. He was at IMG, and Coach Prime got him there to go to Colorado. And again, you've started 22 games at left tackle in college football. You're no green rookie, and he can play. Man, he's got quick feet, knows how to use his hands pretty well. I'd like to see him get a little bit stronger. He would certainly be a guy I'd have a lot of interest in, along with Devin Harper, who's at Ole Miss. And I sort of think that they'll maybe kind of try to peel off a couple of offensive linemen from that Rebel football team that has thrown themselves into the portal.
It's, like I said, 1A, 1B, 1C. That is the spot that needs to continue to get built, because when Lane Kiffin comes in, you're expecting a completely new offense. Build it under his image. That's what you paid him the big bucks to do. They've done that with the skill positions and quarterback room. Now build up that offensive line, build up the trenches to be able to compete in 2026.
Goes to show you, Trinidad Chambliss, unbelievable player. And that receiving core is really good. I thought underrated this year. And then certainly you got the hammer with Kawan Lacy. Can you name me one offensive lineman for Ole Miss?
It's like we've talked about with them, Mike. They're more developed. It's not necessarily the biggest name recruits.
That's
they
right.
bring in these guys and they work with them and they coach them up. And then all of a sudden they play above their talent level. That's what they've been awesome at doing at Ole Miss.
Okay, so LSU's getting all these 4- and 5-star recruit offensive linemen.
They
develop crap.
Exactly.
Nothing as far as the offensive line's concerned. And I think when some of these offensive linemen end up at where they're ending up, if it's at Texas A&M or Kentucky or Mississippi State, you're going to see it's not all about talent.
Coaching.
That had a lot to do with what you saw the last year, especially at LSU. We come back. Zach Nagy will join us from LSU on SI, talking about the transfer portal right after this break.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike DeTay along with Charlie Long. And on our talk and text line, we have on with Zach Nagy from LSU Sports Illustrated. And it's time for our latest on LSU football and the transfer portal. It's all brought to you by the spirit of First American, a banking tradition since 1910. Zach, thanks so much for joining us. Before we get into the transfer portal, it would have been reported that Gabe Relaford would return to LSU, but he made that official today. Tell us a little bit about the development of Gabe Relaford, because we saw in spurts, he looked like a guy that can play and really help you up front along your defensive line.
Yeah, absolutely, Mike. And first of all, appreciate you guys having me on. It's always fun talking ball with you guys. But Gabe Relaford, man, this is a guy who's continuing to ascend, and he showed flashes of it during the 2025 season, a guy who really brought a lot to the table during spring camp, fall camp. Fast forward to the 2025 season, and he carried a ton of momentum into a big-time year for him. Ultimately did get cut short with that shoulder injury where he underwent surgery. But look, man, this is a guy who's a really talented player. And for him to return and kind of play in the purple and gold in 2026 is a big-time get for Lane Kiffin and company. A really talented guy, put on a ton of size, continues to really grow as a player. And I know Kevin Peoples, the edge rusher's coach, is going to be a big-time player in his development. But LSU bringing in Sterling Lucas as the new LSU kind of defensive line coach, that's a big-time move for him as well, who can kind of make his growth get to that next level. So he's done it with a lot of other players. Now he can do that with Gabe Relaford as well.
I'll get your thoughts today because, once Sam Leffert made the commitment and basically signed the deal, I wondered a bit. They had Landon Clark already from Elon, and then I knew they had continued to recruit Hassan Longstreet, but my thing is, man, that's a couple schools out there that be looking for quarterbacks, and one of them had the really good decision today because he's staying at Oregon and Dante Moore, so Oregon's thrilled about that, and you wondered a little bit about where Miami or Florida would fall, and it looks like they're going after Riola. So your thoughts on Longstreet? I saw him play quite a bit in high school. They list him at 6 foot. I don't think he's quite that, but that doesn't really matter. Man, he can play, and he can throw off the waggle. Man, he's really good off the edge. And in the games I saw him play in this year for USC, he reminded me, you know, I grew up in an area where they got a lot of horses. And some of them, you know, they're gentle. They fine. And then some of them, you get sort of close to them, and, man, they bolt out away from you. That's what he reminded me of. Man, if defensive lineman getting too close, man, that first guy that I'm supposed to throw to, he's covered, I'm taking off running. He brings you that element to the table, and you don't know, with the Sam Levitt injury, exactly when he'll be back, you hope, by the early part of the summer. But he could see playing time certainly in 2026. But he looks to be the future for LSU football at quarterback.
Absolutely, Mike. And Longstreet's a gamer. This is a guy, like you said, listed at 6 foot, probably not 6 foot. But he gives me a lot of Russell Wilson flashes. And, of course, when you get compared to an NFL guy, it sets lofty expectations, right? But to me, when I watch him play, that game style really reminds me of Russell Wilson. This is a guy who, like you said, can throw on the run, can do a lot of different things with his legs as well. So he's a guy that's continuing to ascend during his time in college. Obviously, coming off of his true freshman season with USC, didn't see the playing time that he would have liked to have had. But nonetheless, for a guy of that caliber to hit the portal, a former five-star, top 25 guy in America, once he hit the portal, he was a hot commodity. Lane Kiffin circled him as one that he really wanted in this class, and he wasn't going to take no for an answer. You hit the nail on the head there as well when you said once they got Sam Levitt, the current expectation was that they probably wouldn't get Longstreet in the mix. But nonetheless, Lane Kiffin put together a really strong pitch, him and Dane Stevens, the quarterback's coach. And that's, hey, spring camp's coming around, and Sam Levitt's still going to be recovering from that foot injury. You can take a ton of QB1 reps and carry that momentum into the rest of the offseason. You'll get playing time, of course, in year one in a couple of different games. The selling point was there, and then you get to be the face of the franchise moving into 2027 and 2028. It kind of sold itself, and here we are. Longstreet put pen to paper, and there's a big-time addition for the program.
We'll throw you names of a couple offensive linemen. Now, it's been a dead period where you can't visit the campus because of the coaching clinic. But Devin Harper, what's the newest on him? Devin was a guy that I think has kind of went back and forth with exactly where he wants to go. I saw him play at Calvary Baptist in Shreveport. Man, he's a big dude. I always thought he was a right side guy, either right tackle, right guard. But your thoughts on Devin Harper and where he could end up?
I love Devin Harper. A guy obviously was committed to LSU for quite some time during his prep career and had Brian Kelly and company putting the foot on the gas for him during his time as the head coach of the LSU Tigers. And fast forward a couple months later, closing in on the early signing period, and flipped his decision to join Ole Miss. And he signed with them and spent his true freshman campaign there. Didn't get a lot of playing time, and here we are. He's back in the portal. This is one that LSU is really heavily linked to, one that I think they're going to continue to prioritize as his transfer portal process moves on. I'd be pretty surprised to not see him land in LSU's 2026 transfer portal hall, one that can really help boost the trenches. And LSU's in need of guys, Mike. They only have four guys committed in the transfer portal right now in this big-time hall that Kiffin's put together. But nonetheless, you've lost eight guys to the portal. So you got to go out and get some reinforcements. And I think Devin Harper is going to be one that they're going to put a foot on the gas on to make sure that he lands in Baton Rouge.
Jordan Seaton, man, he was a highly recruited football player at IMG. He surprised some people. He ended up at Colorado. Everybody thought maybe he would stay in Florida, but that didn't really happen. He started 22 games. I've watched him. Really good athlete. Man, can move his feet well. Physically needs to get a little bit stronger. But now Monday, he throws his name into the portal, and all of a sudden he becomes the top left tackle out there in the transfer portal. Your thoughts on LSU and Jordan Seaton, and will they get a visit by the end of the weekend?
Yeah, Jordan Seaton is the cream of the crop, man. This is a plug-and-play guy. No worries at all. He's going to step in at the left tackle slot and be a starter wherever he lands and ultimately be a first-round draft pick, Mike. I mean, this guy is fantastic. And the way that I look at it is LSU can go out and break the bank and pay him $3 to $4 million and go and get that kind of splashy kind of addition in Jordan Seaton. or you can go and get a couple of guys that you know you need. Go get some reinforcements there. It might not be the flashiest name in the book, but Sean Tompkins is a guy that I'm looking at from Baylor. He's committed to North Carolina right now, currently on a visit to LSU because he didn't sign paperwork with the Tar Heels just yet. So he's still technically a free agent. All he has is a verbal commitment on the table. So for me, Jordan Seaton is, of course, that splashy addition that I think LSU fans would love to have. But you don't have to go and break the bank on one guy when you can utilize those funds to go get two or three really strong offensive linemen as well. I'm looking at Sean Tompkins and Telic Lockett as two guys that LSU is heavily recruiting and two guys that I hope that they can get over the finish line.
One of the things, too, is that you talked about adding depth, and I also look at it that you never have enough good cover people at cornerback, safety. And then also, Mansoor Delane's brother, who was a highly recruited safety, ends up not seeing a lot of playing time for the Buckeyes last year. And he labeled LSU a dream school. So I would look maybe getting another linebacker, maybe another corner, but safety, because that's been an area. This year was pretty doggone good, man. They hit big with the two transfer portal guys at safety. Your thoughts on Delane and how interested is he in LSU? Is it more than just a talk, or is there another school heavily involved with Raheem?
Yeah, Delane's a really talented player. I mean, there's a reason why the Ohio State Buckeyes pursued him so aggressively and ultimately got his signature. There are a bunch of SEC schools in the mix here. A lot of Kentucky buzz when it's kind of talking about Delane. I'm sure LSU has made contact in that regard, but they feel strong about that safety room right now. You bring back Deshaun Spears. Of course, you have DeMarcus Cooley in the mix too. And then you bring in Ty Benefield, a really talented safety from Boise State. So they've got a lot of talent at the top, but to what you were saying, depth is going to be crucial. I'm not quite sure Fahim Delane would want to come in and be kind of a depth piece right now. He wants to see the field. And I think there are going to be a lot of opportunities where he could do just that. But don't get me wrong, LSU would take him in a heartbeat. This is an uber-talented player. He just might be looking elsewhere to try to get on the field instantaneously.
I feel like that's the case for a lot of players in the portal era, Zach. And I think that's what makes what Lane Kiffin and his staff have done so impressive, especially at the quarterback and the wide receiver room. I mean, 28, 29 additions in the portal so far, nine of which have been receivers. I don't think all those guys are going to get that much playing time necessarily. You're going to be battling it out to see who sees the field the most. But the fact that Coach Kiffin, you know, entering the year, I think he only had a couple of pieces remaining from the 2025 receiver room. He had to revamp that room completely, and he did just that, adding nine different pieces. And one thing that stands out about it, Zach, I'll get your thoughts on some of the top receivers that they've added. A lot of dynamic playmakers that you bring in for this offense in 2026. A lot of deep threats as well. You know, guys like Jackson Harris from Hawaii and Trey Brown from Old Dominion were top 10 in the entire country as far as yards per catch, but also Jace Brown is someone that Mike and I really enjoy. He's a dynamic playmaker. Trey Wilson, a highly recruited guy out of high school, maybe didn't get the ball enough at Florida, but he's also really, really solid. Just want to get your thoughts on the wide receiver room, because that feels like it's something that Coach Kiffin and his staff attacked early and often in the portal, and they've built up a really nice room.
Yeah, they have, Charlie. I mean, they've done a fantastic job in that regard. And when you talk about retooling the room, I mean, it's a complete turnover. You have one wide receiver coming back from the 2025 roster, and that's true freshman Phillip Wright from Destrehan. I mean, you have retooled that entire room. It's a complete overhaul between the NFL draft, transfer portal, et cetera. So they had to go out and get to work and go get some reinforcements, and they've done just that and then some. Like you said, Jace Brown really catches a lot of people's attention. A productive player at Kansas State, has done a lot with a little over there with the Wildcats. Jackson Harris, a deep threat connoisseur, a guy who can really, really thrive going downfield. We know Sam Levitt likes to throw the long ball. We know Longstreet can throw the long ball. He's very complimentary to what these quarterbacks can do. A guy that I'm keeping tabs on is Old Dominion wide receiver Trey Brown. I think he's super talented, man. 6'2", 180. Put a couple more pounds on him to get ready for SEC play. And I think he's going to be a really talented wideout in this room. Eugene Wilson or Trey Wilson, whichever one you like to call. A super talented player with SEC experience, of course, from Florida. So those are just kind of your top four right now that put pen to paper with LSU. Really talented players, really revamped that room. And Lane Kiffin likes to spread the rock around. We saw him do that during his time at Ole Miss. We saw this year with Trinidad Chambliss really passing to a lot of different wideouts over there in Oxford. I would like to assume that they're going to keep that exact same scheme rolling here in Baton Rouge. You got a lot of talent to work with. Now it's time to maximize it. I think he'll do just that.
One of the things, Zach, I was told by somebody at LSU is the amount of time Lane Kiffin has spent kind of setting up the transfer portal and maybe guys in the February period that he could go out that maybe they had a coaching change and so that they're out of that commitment thing. But it seems to be a really coordinated, well-coordinated effort by Coach Kiffin and his staff to piece this together in a short period of time. And you knew you were going to lose people. That happens every time you have a coaching change. Man, what? You didn't recruit me. I'm going somewhere else. But I think Coach Kiffin has done a really good job, and he's burned a lot of the midnight oil at LSU, spending a lot of time on players. And I go back to what Coach O had told me. Mike, he is different as a talent evaluator. It's almost like the game is slowed down when he watches film with him, and he can see stuff in players. You say, yo, I'm an O-line coach, offensive line, defensive line. That I can tell you about. But he can see all 22, and he's a really good talent evaluator. I think we're fixing to find out how all that works out, because with so many new pieces, you got to make this happen and fast. No, LSU fan want no 8 wins. Come on, you got to get double digits in year one.
Yeah, and no doubt, Mike. You talk about championship expectations in Baton Rouge. That is exactly what Lane Kiffin knows that he's stepping into. But from a talent evaluation perspective, like you said there, I think that's a super critical component to what he's doing with this roster. He was always going to get those big-time guys. He was going to get the 5-stars. He was going to get the top-ranked players. But from the top down, this entire transfer portal class is really, really talented. I look at the offensive line haul that they have right now. It's only 4 guys at the moment. They'll go out and get 2 to 3 more guys. But from a talent evaluation perspective, the 4 guys that they signed are super quality guys. And they're not coming from big-time programs other than Tennessee. You look at what he did at the JUCO ranks, going out and getting Jacoby Jones, a super talented player who was expected to go to Georgia Tech, ultimately went the JUCO route. Super talented guy, Mike. This guy can really step in, and I look forward to seeing him get a big-time role here at LSU. You look, they went to NC Central and went and got Jaquan Sprinkle, another really talented player that they think that they found a hidden gem in. So for me, you are always going to get those big-time 5-stars, those number one ranked players, et cetera. It's Lane Kiffin we're talking about, and you pair that with the brand that LSU is, it's a recipe for success. But you got to be able to build a roster, build out depth pieces, and you got to have talent from top to bottom. He's done that so far. And he's really showcased this recruiting prowess that he's known for across what's only been 45 days in Baton Rouge.
Zach, one of the things I think gets overlooked, you know, because you get caught in the tornado around Lane, okay, with, you know, what he does social media-wise, how he's handled things. But what gets overlooked, everybody knows he is a real kind of offensive genius and the way he sets things up and has plays. But I think it's overlooked his talent evaluation skills and fit players. I talk about this all the time at draft time. There are maybe 3, 4, 5 guys every year. No matter where they end up, the production's the same. Everybody else is a little bit of a fit. What he was able to do at Ole Miss in finding the right fit players, to me, is amazing. Because a lot of those guys were not the highly ranked guys. Okay, they were more the 2 or 3-star guys, but they fit what he did offensively, defensively, special teams. And to think about their strengths, look at the place kicker. Okay, he didn't start at Ole Miss. Kawan Lacy, he started at Missouri before he came there. Trinidad Chambliss, Ferris State, and look what he's done at Ole Miss. I think what gets overlooked here, he's got a good eye for talent and what fits what he does.
Spot on. Man, there's not much better that I can say on that front other than the fact that you pair all of those traits that he has there with the development aspect as well. I think LSU's notorious for going out and getting big-time talent, but you're not able to develop them is what we've seen over the last couple of years, specifically on the offensive line. When you look at Lane Kiffin, it's about fit. It's about going out and finding those hidden gems and then developing them. He brought over almost his entire offensive staff from Oxford. And like you said, we saw Kawan Lacy, take his game up to the next level. We saw Trinidad Chambliss take his game up to the next level. So from a fit perspective, they fit his scheme like a glove. He went out and replicated that with the transfer portal haul in Baton Rouge right now with a Sam Levitt type of dual threat quarterback. Reminds you a little bit of Chambliss in a way. Now you start to see how they can develop as well in Baton Rouge. Again, it's a really big recipe for success. They have all the talent in the world. Now it's about developing them, getting them to mesh. And I think you're going to be in store for a really big-time 2026 campaign in Baton Rouge.
I think they'll have a lot of press from outside Louisiana watching what goes on here, because Lane has been the magnet, and he's the talk. And I've done so many shows away from Louisiana. Their first question's about Lane Kiffin, not about no player or players. Man, it's all about Coach Kiffin. So he'll have the big spotlight on him. Zach, thanks so much for joining us. Always appreciate time and insights, buddy. Thank you.
Absolutely. Appreciate you guys. You have a good night.
Thanks, Zach.
Right, thank you. Zach Nagy, publisher of LSU Tigers on Sports Illustrated. That LSU football report was brought to you by the spirit of First American, a banking tradition since 1910. Keep up with Lane Kiffin's latest moves and all the breaking news about LSU football right here on the Big 870 WWL. Got a feeling I'll be busy in the next couple of days with that as we close up the transfer portal period. We'll be back with more sports talk and triple option right after this break.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL. Like to tell you along with Charlie Long and Steve Geller joins us for our triple option feature. Steven, you first.
Guys, I'm going to go with a game that's coming up pretty darn soon. 6 o'clock tip-off over on the Bet 92.9 FM and 1350 AM. LSU men's basketball desperately searching for that first SEC victory. They handled non-conference play pretty well, guys, but they've fallen flat once conference play has started, once Deaden Thomas Jr. got injured, and the Tigers now 0-3 in SEC play right now. And I got to say, Matt McMahon's got to be feeling a little bit of the heat. He's in year four at LSU without having coached in the NCAA tournament. The loser in this game against tonight versus Kentucky, they're going to be in trouble. Mid-January game between teams with losing conference records. This one, it just feels important this evening. And curious to see if the Tigers can at least get one in the win column here in SEC play, because things are not going to get much easier after, I think, this weekend. They have another favorable matchup. But after that, you know, the SEC play is tough, and I don't know where this Tiger team is going to end up right now.
Yeah, I heard Virg Allsbury in a TV interview he did in Baton Rouge say, we'll evaluate that at the end of the year. Mm. Man, that better win.
You never want to hear that.
No, when the boss man tell you that, you're in a little bit of trouble. He got to win, and you can't build your team around one guy. And that's what it looks as though. Yeah. Coach McMahon tried to do, and then you have the injury to Deaton, and it hasn't been the same. And, man, he's one hell of a player, though. He is one terrific basketball player. But, again, you can't build a basketball team around one guy, and it looks as though since his injury that they have really fallen back. Charlie?
Guys, I'm going with something that I know Steve and I are going to talk about later on. Aaron Schatz for ESPN released his rookie class rankings from 1 through 32. And standing at number one, the New Orleans Saints for their 2025 draft class. Schatz obviously highlights Tyler Shuck, rookie quarterback, but also left tackle of the future, Kelvin Banks. And then he also brings up Ben Solak's article that came out a couple weeks back, talking about the all-rookie team, where Solak had highlighted Quincy Riley, the cornerback, and Jonas Sanker, the safety, as being some of the best of their positions as rookies in the entire NFL. So a very, very strong class. He has them ranked at number one ahead of the Cleveland Browns at number two, and then a little bit further down the list, the New York Giants at number three. So I thought that was something worth kind of bringing up. Steve and I will talk about it later in the second half of Sports Talk.
The other thing, too, is in not a lot of playing time, how good Danny Stutzman looked at linebacker. Now, I really think his best spot is really where DeMario plays. But, you know, you kind of got to use him, you know, where there's an opening. And I'm interested in this development. Right before the trade deadline, the Saints had interest in Quay Walker, who was the edge guy from Georgia, who was a first-round pick at the Packers, and they didn't deal him off. They kept him, and, you know, you think about – they had Micah Parsons healthy back then, and they didn't deal him off. Now he's out on the open market. Would the Saints have an interest in Quay Walker come free agency time? His game has changed a little bit from how I watched him at Georgia and what he's doing in the NFL. So he has shown some versatility there, because at Georgia he was an edge guy. Rush the quarterback, Quay. Go after him. And now you watch him at with Green Bay, he's playing a little bit different position there. So that's a name to keep in mind. I know everybody, Romeo Dobbs, they talked so much about him, you know, during the game, and he had a big game against the Bears. And I said, I guarantee you, they don't have people write 5,000 articles about Dobbs. Sure enough, man, Monday, I think I saw five different writers. And listen, you're looking for content. I get it. And all was about Dobbs. But watch for Quay Walker, because he is a guy that people in their scouting department really liked when he came out of University of Georgia. And he's had a solid NFL career with the Packers playing linebacker. We're going to end it up here on Triple Option and come back and end it for hour number two on Sports Talk right after this break. Finishing up here in hour number two of Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL. I want to thank Zach Nagy, publisher of LSU Tigers on SI. Does a great job covering the LSU scene. Steve, what you got going on from 6 to 8?
Yeah, going to be talking plenty of Pelicans coming up next hour. They're getting ready to tip off tonight against the Brooklyn
Nets.
Can
they finish a game?
That's a great question. We're going to ask Jake Madison about that. And then 7 o'clock hour, get into some Saints and NFL talk. Jeff Nowak, our sideline reporter, breaking all things down with the black and gold. Also, ESPN report that Charlie talked about with the Saints. Rated the top-ranked rookie clash. Who would have thought that one to start the year?
Man, they did a hell of a job. And again, I think the guy to watch is Stutzman on defense when he's going to get his shot to be a full-time player. We'll be back with more sports talk right after this news break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.